You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Paul Rassi. Paul is one of the stars of Sound of Metal, a film which follows the story of Ruben, a heavy metal drummer who suddenly loses his hearing and is forced to learn what it's like to be a part of the deaf community. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Paul about why this character is so personal for him, the common misunderstanding of what it means to be fixed, and what he hopes from people outside the deaf community will learn from this film. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Paul. It's Steve Norton from Screenfish. Oh, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really, really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is a special film. It's truly remarkable. Can you talk a little bit about those conversations with Darius as you were creating the character for Sound of Metal?
Yeah, there wasn't too much to create because it was written so perfectly on his end, but more than that, when I read it, I knew that I was very close to the role. It was an Iraq war veteran in the original script. I'm a Vietnam War veteran, so we just adjusted that. But the experiences that Joe has, very close to my own, the war experience, the addiction, the loss, the denial, all that stuff, living with deaf people, growing up with them, my mother being a lip reader, she lost her hearing at the age of five. So I model a lot of my things with my mother in mind, because even that line I say to Riz, I still remember the last song I heard before the bomb went off. Mm-hmm. My mother had that same experience with her, telling me how she missed it so much. And yet my father, who was deafened at 3 months old, never knew what hearing was. So he was very peaceful, happy, serene, as opposed to my mother's experience, which was bitter and disappointed.
Wow. You know, Paul, there's this remarkable line within the film where your character points to his forehead and says that, you know, that it's about fixing the head as opposed to fixing the ears. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes. When I was growing up in the 50s, I used to interpret for my mom and dad. In the 50s, everything was in black and white. There was no color yet, right? There were no interpreters, there were no technology. And my father felt very oppressed, both my parents did, by the hearing man. He's always got his hand in my pocket. He's always scamming me. I don't understand what's going on. So therefore, I was the interpreter. Now, you fast forward to deaf people today. They want to take charge of their own life. There's nothing wrong with me. There's only one thing I can't do. I can't hear. You're disabled because you can't speak my language. So they've got that attitude. And so there are Deaf West Theater out here. They do their own shows. We did Of Mice and Men with all deaf people. You know, American Buffalo, a mammoth show. So it's like, it's a different world than when I was growing up. So there's nothing to fix. It's just, you got to just, there's nothing to fix here. You just got to do it up here. Make that adjustment to that. You're whole, perfect, and complete, just as you are.
Fantastic. I really appreciate that, Paul. What would you... From your role in the film, your experiences, is there something in particular you'd like those of us on the outside of the deaf community to know about the deaf community in particular?
Look, yeah, I would say this. Deaf people are not a monolith. There's not one kind of a deaf person. There's so many different layers within the deaf community. We have our problem. They have their problems. There's elitism in the deaf community just as well as any other community. You're not deaf enough. You know, that kind of thing. Also, there are deaf doctors, deaf lawyers. There are good deaf people, bad deaf. And guess what? They have addictions just like you and me. They're just like us. And as they say, there's nothing wrong with me except I can't hear. I can do anything. There's a lot of deaf actors in Hollywood, men and women that are highly qualified deaf actors, and they're sick of being portrayed by hearing people on the screen. It's akin to blackface. They don't like it. So they need to be given a break and portrayed correctly. And there's plenty of room for casting a deaf guy in a movie or a TV series. What they see on the screens, that doesn't reflect their life. They're like, wait, what happened to the productive deaf people that are doing things all over this country? You never see that in the movies or television. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in this movie, you see the addiction. So who knew?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it is a brilliant film and eye-opening. And I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I really do.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You too.